The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara talks about the tzitzin shein ma'akvinas hamila, certain strands of flesh in the area of the gemila. And the Gemara says that to cut them off is hider mitzvah. The Gemara says, "Tanya zekeli vanveu hisnar lefanav mitzvah." The famous brisa: one should beautify oneself before God in the fulfillment of His commandments. Asay lefanav sukkana, make a beautiful sukkah. V'lulav na, a beautiful lulav. Shofar na, tzitzis na, sefer Torah na. V'kasev b'lishmo b'diona, v'kulmas na, b'lav l'ruman, an expert scribe. The karacha b'shirayan nayin, and wrap it in beautiful wrappings. We are concerned here with an alternate drasha the Gemara brings from the pasuk of Zeh Keli Vanveyu. That, of course, is a phrase from the Shiras Hayam that we say every day. Abashal Omer ve'anvehu havidomelo. Rashi explains that the word ve'anvehu, the drasha is ani v'hu, I and he. Ese atzmi kemoso ledavik b'drachav. I shall make myself like God to cling to His ways. Mahu chanun v'rachum, just as God is merciful. Af ata haye chanun v'rachum, so too, we humans, we should be chanun v'rachum too. This is the celebrated principle of imitatio Dei, of imitating or emulating God. And this is the subject of our lecture. As it turns out, there are actually a number of statements from Chazal and the Rishonim expressing and explaining this concept. And there are actually a number of different psukim involved. We will discuss a few of the statements of Chazal and then a few of the statements of the Rishonim. Another famous Gemara is the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yedalad. The Gemara is referring to the pasuk of in Re'eh this time, Perek Yud Gimel, Acharei Adonai Eloheichem Teilechu Ve'osos Yiro'u Ve'tzmisosav Tishmaru Ve'kolo Tishmau Ve'osos Avodu Vosid Bakun. The key phrase here is Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Am Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Mai dechsev achrei Hashem elokechem teilechu, chi efshal la'adam lahalech achar shechina. How can a person follow God? How can he follow the shechina? V'lo kvar nemar ki Hashem elokecha eish ochlehu. Hashem is a devouring fire. Ella, what does the pasuk mean? He explains, lahalech achar midosev shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Follow His ways, follow His attributes. Mar gives four examples. Mahu malbish arumim, He clothes the naked. But Adam and Chava, He made them clothes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick. Hashem appeared to Abraham in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Afatah baker cholim. You too, human, should visit the sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem aveilim. He comforts mourners. After Avram died, by Yivarech Elokim es Yitzchak b'no, that the Gemara understands to mean a form of Nichum Avelim, He comforted Yitzchak with a bracha upon the death of his father Avram. Apatah Nachem Avelim, so too we are commanded to comfort mourners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavar mesim, God buried the dead. Dechsev v'yikbaro so bagai. Apatah kvar mesim, so too we should bury mesim. This is the Gemara in Sota. Sifri is in Parshas Ekev. There are actually two psukim in Parshas Ekev that both include the phrase Aleches b'chol drachav. One of them is V'atay Yisrael Ma Adonai Elohecha Shoel Meimachim Liras Adonai Elohecha Aleches b'chol drachav Uleavo Sov Lavodas Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshach. The other one is Kim Shamar Tishmurnas Kol Mitzvazos Asher Nochim Mitzvaz Chem Lasosa Liavos Adonai Elohechem Aleches b'chol drachav Uldavkavo. Both these psukim contain the phrase Aleches b'chol drachav, those three words. For some reason, the Sifri is on the second pasuk. The Sifri explains Elu darche kosh baruchu. The reference here is to the ways of Hashem. Hashanemar, and it quotes the pasuk of the Yugil Midosh Rachamim, Hashem Hashem, Kel Rachum v'chanun, Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'ames, Naser chesed l'alafim, Naser avon v'fesha v'chata'a v'nake. Then the Sifri brings the pasuk in Yoel, the Navi Yoel, Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimaleit. Anyone who calls in the name of God shall be saved. Sifri asks, B'chi Heich Efshalo La'adam Likari B'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can a person be called by the name of God? Tzifri is actually hard to understand at first glance. The pasuk seems to read Yikra. We read it, he shall call. The Tzifri seems to have a reading of Yikar, Likare, he shall be called. I don't know if the Tzifri actually had a different reading of the pasuk, or this is some sort of drasha. But either way, the Tzifri asks, how can a person be called in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ella, how do we do that? Maha makom nikra racham v'chanun, just as God is called merciful and compassionate. Afata havi racham v'chanun, v'asei manaschinim l'kol. Again, maha HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra tzaddik, and also a chassid, shenemar tzaddik adonai b'chol d'rachah v'chassid b'chol ma'asav, we say that in Ashrei. So afata havi tzaddik, and also chassid, afata havi chassid. That's a Sifri. A person has to be a Rachum, V'chanun, Tzaddik, V'chassid, because those are the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk in Ekev means, Aleches B'chol D'rachav, and that's what the Pasuk in Yom means, Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimalet. Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the eighth mitzvah Saseh, makes an entire mitzvah out of this. Yikimcha Adonai Lo La'am Kadosh Kasher Nishba Alach, Kisishmar Es Mitzvot Adonai Lo'hecha V'halach Tab D'rachav. This is one of the most famous of the drashas. V'halachta b'drachav, you shall walk in his ways. Nitztavinu lihidamas lo yisbarach kefi yichalteinu. We are commanded to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent of our ability. That's what it says. V'halachta b'drachav. He also brings the pasuk of Leleches b'chol drachav, the earlier pasuk in Ekev. Halachta b'drachav is in Kisavo. And the examples he gives are, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra rachum, afata haye rachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chanun, afata haye chanun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra tzaddik, afata haye tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chassid, afata haye chassid. Ze lashon Sifri. He brings these two psukim of Halachta b'drachav and Aleches b'chol drachav, and he brings the drasha of Sifri. Then he brings a third pasuk from Parshas Re'ei. That is the pasuk brought by the Gemara in Sota. Achrei Hashem Elokechem Telechu. He brings these three psukim, says the mitzvah is to emulate God, and gives the example of these four midas, chanun, rachum, tzaddik, and chassid. The Rambam Hilchos Deos expounds on this too. He gives the famous doctrine of the Shvil HaZahav, the Shvil HaEmtzei, that Derech HaYishara hi Midah Beinonis, Shebechol Deya V'Deya. Every Midah is arranged from two extreme in one direction to two extreme in the other, and a person is supposed to adopt the middle path. Hadeya Shehi Rechok Mishtei Aktzavos Richuk Shaveh, equidistant from both extremes. Ein Akro V'lo Lazu V'lo Lazu. And that is the Rambam elaborates on this, and he says, we are commanded to walk in these middle paths. These are the ways that the pasuk means when it says, you shall walk in his ways. What are his ways? This is what Chazal have explained the meaning of this mitzvah is. Mahu nikra chanun, afatah yechanun, mahu nikra rachum, afatah rachum. Here the Ram adds a new one. Mahu nikra kadosh, afatah yekadosh. This one is not one of the four mentioned in the Sifri. And then the Ram adds, al derech zu karo hanaviim lakel b'chalos nakinuyin. This is what the Nevi'im meant. This is what the prophets intended when they ascribed all these attributes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Erech apayim, v'rav chesed, tzaddik, v'yashar, tamim, gibar, v'chazuk, chayotzi behen. All these good qualities, this was the intent of the Nevi'im, Lahudia, to inform us, Shein drachim tovim v'yisharim, these are good and straight ways, v'chayav adim l'hanigat v'behev, l'idamas lov k'vikocho, and a person is obligated to conduct himself in this fashion and to emulate him to the extent possible. Later we shall discuss what the Rama means by this addition, v'al derach zu karo hanavim. What is he coming to explain, what is he coming to add by saying this is what the Nevi'im intended. The Sefer Yireim brings yet another pasuk. He also has a mitzvah of emulating God. He says, "V'shamartas mitzvos Adonai Eloheicha l'leches b'drachav u'liraoso." That's the pasuk he means. It's actually a corruption in the text. The text, as we have it, is "V'shamartas mitzvos Hashem Elokecha v'halachta b'drachav." And they point out, the Avodas Hamelech points out that is obviously a corrupt text because, as we have said before, "V'halachta b'drachav" is a phrase from the pasuk in Kisavo. The rest of the Yireim's pasuk of "V'shamartas mitzvos Hashem Elokecha" is an early pasuk in Ekev. So somehow he grafted these two psukim together, but it should read as we have it: "Aleches b'drachav liraoso." The Yireim, it's interesting, has a somewhat different understanding of the mitzvah. Unlike the various sources we've seen until now, that this is a new mitzvah obligating one to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be rachum v'chanun, to do certain things like kfura and nichum aveilim. The Yireim understands that there's nothing particularly new in this mitzvah. It's simply an extra exhortation to follow all the other mitzvahs. He writes, "Va'afal pisha kol mitzvah mitzvah nemra seven makoma." Every mitzvah has its own commandment. Hosif l'achakos v'se'achel l'kavol schar. The Torah gave you an extra commandment to get more schar. If you do a mitzvah, you get two mitzvahs. You get the specific mitzvah that you've done, plus the other mitzvah of l'leches bedrachav. And Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau, in his commentary to Rav Sadiga and Sefer HaMitzvahs, his Azharas, his poem of the mitzvahs, says that the Ben Ezra seems to mean this too. The Ben Ezra on that pasuk in Kisavo of V'halachta B'drachav, the Ben Ezra says very tersely, he says, the pasuk reads, Kisishmaret mitzvahs Hashem Elokecha V'halachta B'drachav. The Ben Ezra says, Kisishmar means believe, in your heart, and V'halachta means mamasa. So Rav Perlau understands that he means, again, it's not a new mitzvah, it's not telling you anything new that you're supposed to do, it's just a reminder, an exhortation, to follow all of God's commandments, both believe to follow them, as well as in practice, in your actions, to do all the mitzvahs that Hashem wants you to do. And Rav Perlau suggests that that is Rav Sadia's understanding too, because Rav Sadia doesn't say anything about this actually, and that's his point. He says Rav Sadia does not count the mitzvah of V'halakta B'drachav. Why not? If it's a new mitzvah, meaning emulate God, and do Bikur Cholim, and Kfuras Ameis, and Nichum Aveilim, and Halbashas Arumim, and Birachum, and Tzadik, and Chassid, and Kadosh, and Chanan, so why isn't the mitzvah counted? So he suggests that the opinion of Rav Sadia is like the Ben Ezra and the Re'eim, that it's not a new mitzvah, it's simply a duplicate, or an additional exhortation to do all the other mitzvahs. So we've seen at this point there are at least seven, actually several more, but there are at least seven different sukkim that are brought by various chazals and various rishonim as exhortations for this general mitzvah of imitati odei. The pasuk in Shmos, in the Shiras Hayam, Zekei Levan Veyu, that's the one brought by Argamar and Shabbos. The first pasuk in Ekev, in Parakhes, Veshamar Tosh, Mitzvos, Hashem Elokecha, Leches Bedrachav, that's the pasuk brought by the Yireim. And there is an Adnei Yad HaChazaka, a commentary on the Rambam, who says that he found such a gerus in the Rambam too, who actually has that pasuk instead of the one we have. Then there are the two pasukim in Ekev, the Sifri brings the second one, of Leches Bechal Drachav, that's also mentioned by the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. There's the pasuk in Re'ei, of Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, that's the one brought by the Gemara in Sota, and also mentioned by the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. Then the pasuk in Kisavo of Halachta B'drachav, brought by the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the pasuk in Yoel of Kol Asher Yikra B'Shem Hashem Yimaleit, brought by the Sifri. Now, as you mentioned earlier, the Rambam, after he says that the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav is to walk in the midas, to follow the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Val derek zu karu hanavim, it was along these lines, this was the intent of the Nevi'im when they wrote all the positive attributes of God, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed, Tzadik, V'Yashar. What exactly does the Rambam mean to add by this phrase, Al Derech Zu Karo HaNevi'im? So there's an interesting pshat brought by a couple of Achronim, the Me'il Shmuel and the Devar Yirmiyahu. They both note that the Gemara in Brachas relates an anecdote as follows. We say in Shemona Esrei, in the first Bracha, we refer to God as Hakel HaGadol HaGibar V'Hanara. Three attributes, Gadol, Gibar, and Narag. Hakel, God, is great, mighty, and awesome. So the Gemara says, Ehud Nachas K'meid Rav Chanina. There was a chazan, a shliach tzibur, in the presence of Rabbi Chanina. He had some other attributes of God that he added, some other adjectives. He said, Hakel, Gadol, Gibar, V'Hanara, V'Ha'adir, V'ha'azuz, V'ha'yarui, Hachazok, V'ha'amitz, V'ha'vadai, V'ha'nechbad. Rav Chanina was not pleased. Himtin lo adesayim. He waited until this chazan was finished. Kisayim, when he finally finished, Amarle, sarcastically, he told him, Sayim tinu l'kulu shvacha demarach, you finally finished, you listed all of God's attributes, meaning that wasn't very good. That's all you can think of. Lamli kuli hai. He says, what are you doing? He says, Anan, hani tlas damrina, ani labdamrina moshe, rabbeinu min arayis, vasvan shenasek dola, v'teknino b'tfila lo, v'yecholim amr lehu. Even the three that we do say, we couldn't say unless Moshe and Avshin HaSeg Dol already established them. Ba'at amrit kuli hai v'azlas. What's wrong with saying so many? He explained, Moshe l'melek basar v'dam, shahayilo elef alafim dinrei zahav. A king, a mortal king of flesh and blood, who had a million dinarim of zahav. Ha'mekalas nos v'shal kesef. People praised him as having many silver coins. Haloganaihulo. By understating the magnitude of his wealth, that's an insult. So to God. God is so inexpressibly majestic and great by giving a specific list, unless it's the list that was authorized in Moshe, Anashka Segdala, that's actually considered insulting to God. So the Devar Yirmiyahu points out the Pnei Yeshua already asks the question. He says, what do you mean? He says, we find lists all over in the Nevi'im. We find David HaMelech said, L'cha Hashem HaGadula, V'Hagavura, V'Hatiferes, V'Netzah, V'Hod, and Moshe Rabbeinu and other places has different lists other than Gadol, Gibor, V'Nara. The Nevi'im in general are full of praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can we say that no other list except for Gadol, Gibor, V'Nara is acceptable? So the Pnei Yeshua himself brings an opinion of several Rishonim, the Rosh, the Rashba, Sadding, Rabbeinu Hai. They say that the Isser of adding adjectives, adding praises for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only in Shemoneh Esrei, the fixed liturgy of Shemoneh Esrei. But when a person has a tefillah which is specific to circumstances, that's fine, he says. The same thing, he says, when you go to a king, if you ask him for mercy, you mention, oh great king, you great compassionate king, please show me some mercy. If you're asking him for judgment, if you're asking him to help your claim against somebody else, you say, oh great king, the mighty king who enforces Mishpat. So you always mention the adjectives that are relevant to the situation at hand. So he says the Nevi'im, in their ad hoc tefillos, or anyone in specific circumstances where he has a specific need, of course is allowed to mention any and all attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are relevant to his specific circumstances. But in the fixed liturgy that we say every day, without reference to any specific circumstance, there it would be insulting to arbitrarily limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu to any specific list of attributes, and we only say the authorized one. So that's his teretz to how the Nevi'im can give other lists. But the Mil Shmuel and the Devarim Yahu both suggest a different teretz. They say that's what the Rambam means here when he says, Al Derech Zeh Karu HaNevi'im. The Rambam is coming to answer this question. He says, why did the Nevi'im give lists? Not because they were simply giving a list of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attributes, but because of the principle of Matati Odei, because of the mitzvah to follow in Hashem's ways. That's why they have to explain to you, these are the important ways that a person should be following. The reference is to you. It's guidance to you. We're not coming to list HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvachim and thereby insult him by falling short. We're coming to instruct people, what should you be doing? The answer is, this is what you should be doing. You should be Chanan, you should be Racham, you should be Tzaddik, you should be Kadosh, you should be Chassid. And that's why the list of the Nevi'im are not in violation of the rule of Siyamtinu L'Kulu Shvachid Demare, of the Gemara in Brachas. Now, in the various chazals we've seen until now, there are actually two forms of emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've seen Chanun, Rachum, Tzaddik, Chassid, and Kadosh. These are midas, character traits, attributes. We've also seen the Gemara in Sota had a list of four things, of Bikur Cholim, Halbashas Arumim, Nichum Aveilim, Kvura. So the Bahag, in his famous, he was the first one to really list the mitzvahs. In the Halachas Gedolos, in the introduction, he lists the mitzvahs b'kum v'aseh, mitzvahs aseh, and he has the following, is an excerpt of his list. He says, l'leches b'darko, as we've been talking about so far throughout this lecture, and then he mentions the four specific things mentioned in the Gemara, so l'halbash arumim, to clothe the naked, likvar mesim, to bury the dead, l'nachem avelim, to comfort mourners, bikur cholim, to visit the sick. Now it seems pretty obvious, it seems a no-brainer that this particular list is drawn straight from the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota gives exactly these four examples, and it gives exactly these four examples for the mitzvah of following in God's ways. It actually brings one of the other psukim. The actual pasuk the Gemara brings is, the Gemara in Sota brings is the pasuk of Achrei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu in Re'eh, but as we've seen, the Rambam brings multiple psukim, and when you read this Bahag, it seems pretty obvious that these four things are the four things that the Gemara in Sota says are examples of the mitzvah of following in God's ways. And that is indeed how the Rambam understands the Bahag. He says that was his source for these particular four examples. There is another list of mitzvahs, a similar list, found in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in Elul Metzias. The Mara brings the pasuk of his Hartoyasem, Asukim Vasataros, Bahada Talahem, Asaderach Yelchuva, Asamasa Asher Yasun. You should inform them the way they should go and the actions that they should perform. So this is a pretty straightforward pasuk, but the Mara brings drushus and understands the words, each word or each couple of words to refer to a specific attitude or a specific mitzvah. The Mara says, Bahada Talahem, Zebes Chayehem, Asaderach, Zugmilas Chasadim, Asher Yelchu Zeb Bikur Cholim, Ba Zuk Kvura, Vesamase Zedin, Asher Yasin Zelot Nimashur Zedin. So on this list, there are a number of things that are not mentioned in the Gemara in Sota. There are also two out of four of the things that are mentioned in the Gemara in Sota, Bikur Cholim and Kvura. And there's also the broader category of Gmilas Chasadim. The Gemara itself here in Bava Metzia immediately asks, why are we adding Bikur Cholim and Kvura? Aren't they subsumed under Gmilas Chasadim? So the Gemara gives examples of forms of Bikur Cholim and Kvura, which would not be included in Gmilas Chasadim. The Gemara says Bikur Cholim had in Gmilas Chasadim, lo nitzuchel le ben gilo. That ben gilo is actually a kind of dangerous form of Bikur Cholim, because a person who is ben gilo takes actually 1/60th of his choli. He alleviates the sick person, but he becomes sick himself. So that wouldn't be included in the catch-all Gmilas Chasadim. That's a special mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Kvura 2, the Gemara says, we're talking about a case where an elderly person, or Talmid Chacham, who would have to humiliate himself to do the Kvura, and that might not be included in regular Gmilas Chasadim, that's why you need a special Riboy. Be that as it may, two of the four things mentioned in Sota are here, plus a general category of Gmilas Chasadim. The Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, much of the introduction was directed against the earlier authorities and their systems of counting mitzvahs, particularly the Bahag. As we mentioned, he was the father of them all. The Rambam has very sharp words for this particular passage in the Bahag, who counts these four things of Halbashas Arumim, etc. And in both Sharash Rishon and Sharash Sheni, the first two Sharashim of his introduction to the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam has very critical comments for the Bahag. The first Sharash is, Ein Ra'i Limnos B'chal Azem Mitzvah Shein Midrabanan. We do not count in the list of Taryag anything which is of rabbinic origin. The second Sharash is, Ein Ra'i Limnos Kol Ma Shalomdim B'achas Mishloshes Ramidosh Tarnad Rashas Ben. We do not count anything which is learned from the famous 13 principles with which we explain the Torah. And in both these Sharashim, the Rambam takes aim at the Bahag. In the first one, he says that the first Sharash, that you don't count Rabbanan, should be very obvious. And he's only saying it, he says, because Ta'uba Rabbim, many have erred, beginning with the Bahag, he means. And they counted Ner Chanukah, Mikra Megillah. And also, he says, they counted Nichum Avelim, Bikur Cholim, Kvuras Mesim, Albashas Rum. They counted these four, which are not mitzvahs d'oraisa. Later in the Sharash Aleph, he returns to Halbashas Arumim, and he says, why did the Baha'i count Halbashas Arumim? Bavur Shematza B'Yishaya, because he found a verse in the Navi Yishaya, Ki Tira Aram V'Chisiso. If you see a naked person, you should clothe him. So, Lo Yada, Shetan Nichonas Takas Amru Yisparach Maksara Shayechselo. Here the Rambam sounds like he's departing from what he said originally, that these are Drabbanan. Here he's admitting it's Daraisa, this particular one, but he says it's included in the regular mitzvah of Tzedakah. The mitzvah of giving a poor person day machzor sheyechslo, whatever he lacks. And Chazal said that lack includes food, it includes clothing, it even includes marrying someone off if he needs a shidduch, he says, even giving him a horse if he needs a horse. All that is included in the mitzvah of day machzor, the extent of the mitzvah of tzedakah. In Sharash Beis, he says you don't count anything that's learned from the Yugimul Midas. Here again he says, Farnish Tabish Bo Zu Asenu. Writers other than we, he says, have erred in this, other than us. And he says, Kvargiya bazeh hasichlus, the foolishness of the people who erred, again, referring to the Bahag, strong words. He says, the Bahag counted, he says, Nismachim machshava zu, people who follow this idea, Manu b'chlal ha-mitzvahs, bikur cholim, nichum aveilim, kvuras meisim. Here he lists the other three examples. In Sharash Aleph, he mentioned Halbashas Arumim. Here he gives the other three of Bikur Cholim, Nichum Aveilim, and Kvura. Why did he count these three? So, regarding Halbashas Arumim, he said, that was from the Pasuk in Yeshaya of Kisir Aram V'Chisiso. Regarding these three, he said the reference of the Bahag is somehow to the Gemara of Metzia. V'hodat Lemet Aderach Yelchuba. The Gemara says, Milas Chasadim, Bikur Cholim, Kvuras Mesim. Where he thought the Bahag saw Nichum Aveilim in that Gemara, I have no idea. Anyway, the Bahag was coming from that Gemara of Metzia, he says, V'lo Yadu. They didn't understand. The Bahag and his followers did not understand. Ki elu apulos kulam v'dom lehem nechnasas tachas mitzvah achas. They're not distinct mitzvahs. They're just examples of one broader mitzvah. And here the Rama mentions an entirely new pasuk, new to our discussion. V'havtol recha kamocha. Love thy neighbor as thyself. So as we've been alluding all along, the Rambam's approach to the Bahag is something of a pella. He says, Halbashas Arumim the Bahag got from a pasuk in Yeshaya, the other three he got from Gemara Bavitzia, one of which is not even mentioned in the Gemara Bavitzia. Why on earth did the Rambam not understand that the Bahag's list is clearly drawn straight from the Gemara Sota? I don't know the answer to that question. The Ramban, though, already makes this point. The Ramban says that the Rambam is certainly correct, that anything which is learned from De Machzoro is Daraisa and shouldn't be a separate mitzvah. It's a regular mitzvah of Tzedakah, he says, but the Bahag, he says, was coming from the Gemara Sota. He doesn't understand the Rambam, he says. He says, the Rambam we saw in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam brought the Lashon of the Sefri, Chanun, Racham, Tzad, Dechas, and the Bahag brought the Gemara in Sota, that the Mitzvah of Halakha B'drachav includes these various other mitzvahs of Halbashas Arumim, Nichum Avelim, Bikur Cholim, Kfuras Emes, then the Ramban himself, though, ends up like the Rambam, that all these examples, or Gmilas Chasadim, are all actually included in the mitzvah of Avtal Re'acha Kamocha. The Rambam repeats this point, that these mitzvahs of Gmilas Chesed are actually included in the mitzvah of Avtal Re'acha Kamocha. He makes this point in the Yad HaChazaka in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Dalet. He says, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Devrayhem, there's a rabbinic commandment, Levakar Cholim, to visit the sick, Lenachem Avelim, comfort mourners, Lahotzi Ameis, to bury, to take care of dead people, Hachnas Akala, Lavas Archim. He adds some more. He talks about marrying brides and to accompany guests, etc., etc. And he says, Elu Hen Gmilas HaMashiach B'Gufo, all these and other examples are specific instances of Gmilas HaSadim performed by a person's body as opposed to cash or other ways he can help people. Shein Lehem Shir. And now he adds, Afal Pi Shekol Mitzvos Elu Midivrehem, even though all these commandments are really of rabbinic origin, Harein Bechlal V'Avtal Recha Kamocha, they are all included in the biblical commandments of V'Avtal Recha Kamocha, which means, Kol HaDvarim Shata Rotesh Yasu Osim Lecha Acherim, the rule of thumb is, anything that you would want other people to do for you, Aseata Osan L'Achicha B'Tarav Mitzvahs, do those for your brother in Torah and Mitzvahs. So the Rambam's language is obviously somewhat difficult, somewhat perplexing. There's a sort of contradiction between one line and the next. First he says that they are of rabbinic origin. Then he says they're all biblical. M'raftel recha kamocha. What exactly does the Rambam mean? So the Rambam is explained in a similar way by the Mabit in the Kiryas Sefer, Megillas Esther in his commentary to the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Sharashim, Rav Perlau in his commentary to Rav Sadia. They all say pretty much the same thing, that from a deraisa perspective, there's no specific mitzvah of kvura, of nichum aveilim, of bikur cholim. There's just one broad mitzvah to do everything good, to do anything that you would want to do for yourself. There aren't distinct categories, distinct halachas of kvura semeis, nichum aveilim, etc. The Rabbanan came along and made each of these particular examples into a specific mitzvah drabbanan. But in a chinami, midaraisa, you have to do them anyway as part of, as just particular instances of a general mitzvah deraisa of doing to others what you would want them to do to you. This basic idea that doing these various mitzvahs is actually a mitzvah daraisa because of Haftarah Kamocha is taken very seriously and explicitly accepted by other poskim. Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary to Brachos, he's going on a mishnah that says, Kavru es ameis, even after the burial, after the kura has already been done, v'chazru, the question is about saying Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says, Michol lahaskel v'ligmarat shloyegiyu l'shura, if they can begin and conclude Kriya Shema before the shura, the next step of Nichum Avelim begins, then yaschilu, you say Kriya Shema v'mlav, lo yaschilu. You don't start saying Kriya Shema if it will interfere with the shura, the Nichum Avelim. Why? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, Mishum tanchume avelim midaraisa. Nichum Avelim is a mitzvah midaraisa. Why? Because it's b'chlal gmilas chasadim, and Gmilas Chasadim is Minat Torah. He brings the Gemara of Metzia, V'adat Halamet HaDerach Zug Gmilas Chasadim, even though the Gemara doesn't mention the specific example of Nichum Avelim, but he says it's part of the general Gmilas Chasadim. L'fikach Amru, since it's a mitzvah daraisa, we say the rule, we apply the rule, Kivan She'osek HaMitzvah, Patimur HaMitzvah, V'alpishikvar Nikvar HaMeis LaYaskel. Even though the Kvur is already over, since it will interfere with the Nichum Avelim, which is mitzvah daraisa, that's why you don't say Kriya Shema. The necessity to do Nichum Avelim overrides the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because of Osi Mitzvah, Patim Ra Mitzvah. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan in his Ein Yitzchak elaborates on this point. He discusses Chalitza. Is Chalitza a mitzvah? So that's a question in the Rishonim. And Rav Yitzchak Elchanan adds that even if we say Chalitza itself is not a mitzvah, he says, but it still really is a mitzvah under the general rubric of Gmilas Chasadim. He is even putting aside the question of having kids. If the Isha comes and says, Vina chutral yad domara l'kfura, even putting aside any question of childbirth, he says, a woman who's not good is in a terrible state, he says. Helping her leave her state of igun and be able to marry, that's a wonderful chesed, he said. Bein begufa bein b'mano, it's b'haf recha kamocha. So that's a great mitzvah, he says. The Gmil Chasadim is gadol mev, Dr. Chazal say. He says, Kivan sh'asur li naseh b'lo chalitza, since a woman whose husband died and childless and has and left a brother cannot marry without chalitza, chalitza is what permits her to marry, then it's a mitzvah, after recha kamocha, just like milas chesed. Later in the tshuva, he makes a similar point. He says that there's an opinion of the Razah, the Balamar, that the rule of mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu does not apply to a mitzvah drabbanan. He brings a kash of the Shaar Ephraim. The Sugyan Erev and discusses Ma'arvin Ludvar Mitzvah, that we make an Erev only for a mitzvah. The example given is Leches L'Beis HaEvel L'Beis HaMishta, to go to a funeral or to a chasana. And the Gemara there discusses the question of Erev and Beis HaKvaros, and the Gemara says that there's a question of mitzvah slav lehanas nitnu. So the Shaar Ephraim asks on the Razah, but these mitzvahs are only mitzvahs drabbanan. And the Razah says, the mitzvah drabbanan, you don't say mitzvah lehanas nitnu. So how can the Gemara apply the principle of mitzvah lehanas nitnu because of ma'arvin l'dvar mitzvah, but these mitzvahs are drabbanan? Rishon LeChanan says, ein ze kasha kol kach. Because the idea, the example of tanchumi avelim and simchas chasin v'kala are b'chlal gmilas chasad and begufo. So again, even if, like we saw before, from the Achronim and the Rambam, even if the specific mitzvahs are drabbanan, but they clearly all are instances of the mitzvah d'araisa of Milas Chesed, which is the mitzvah of Lerecha Kamalcha. So they're actually mitzvahs d'araisa. Like Ramanianus says, that the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is actually a mitzvah d'araisa. One last question on this subtopic is that the Rambam, for some reason, when he counts these mitzvahs, he includes them in V'af Lerecha Kamalcha, besides there being mitzvahs d'rabban, as we just said. He neglects the Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota seems to say that these are mitzvahs of the Halachta Bedrachav. That the Rambam does not bring. In the Sefer Mitzvahs, when he brings the Halachta Bedrachav, he simply says that it means to imitate God in Midas, in Rachum, Bechanan, and those things. And these mitzvahs, he says, are either Drabanan or they fall under the category of Haftarecha Kamalcha. He does not mention that these mitzvahs fall under the category of Halachta Bedrachav, Imitati Odei. Why not? Question of the Rambam. One last subtopic in our lecture. This is a very deep and profound theological issue. What exactly do we mean when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Rachum and a Chanan? This point is actually addressed, a very similar point is made by three works, arguably the three most important, most celebrated philosophical works of the Rishonim, the Rambam, Rav Sadia Gaon, and Rav Yehuda Halevi. The Rambam discusses this somewhat briefly in Yesod HaTorah, and he elaborates at much greater length in the Maor Nevuchim. In Yesod HaTorah, he establishes the great principle that God has no guf, God has no attributes that are specific to guf. So certainly that means he has no physical qualities, he has no size, he has no length, he has no width, he has no breadth, he doesn't eat, he doesn't sleep, doesn't stand, doesn't sit. But also the Rambam says he doesn't have emotional states. Lo kas, v'lo schok, lo simcha, v'lo atzvus. God does not have anger, does not have schok, does not have joy, atzvus. Since it is clear, he says, that God cannot have any emotional states, kol hadvarim halalu, certainly the Torah and the Nevi'im are full of descriptions of God in emotional language. All these expressions, Rambam says, in the Torah and the Nevi'im, hakol mashlum litzehen. Example, yoshev ashmayim yischak, lashon schok, ki asuni behavlehem, they have angered me in their hevel, kasher sas Hashem, Hashem is joyful about you, ala kol amru chachamim, Dibra Tarek Lashem Bnei Adam, and that does not mean what it says. He said, and the Rambam says it can't be. Theologically, it's impossible. Ilohaya Pa'amim Koiz Pa'amim Samach. If God would sometimes be in a state of anger and sometimes be in a state of joy, Hayimashtana, that would constitute an alteration, a change in God, and that can absolutely not be. B'choladvarim Ha'elu, all these qualities, all these changes, Eina Metzuyin El Legufim Ha'afelim, bodies in darkness, Hashfalim, the low one, Shochni Batechomer. Those who live in mortal shells, Ashebra Afer Yisodim, who are rooted in the earth, Havelhu Baruch Hu Yisbarach Yisroel Malkol Zeh, none of this applies to him, so he has no emotions, and it's all Mashal and Melitza. The Rambam, the Maor Nevuchim, elaborates on this at much greater length. He's discussing Moshe's request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Kisisa, Hodieni Na'as Drachecha. What exactly was Moshe asking? What was he answered? The Rambam explains that the Drachim and Midos are the same thing. The way God acts, that's what we refer to as his midas. And he says, Ein ha'inyan kan chubal midas. God has no midas. God has no attributes. Ella, what does he have? Osa pu'ulos hadomos lepu'ulos hanasla yadenu kitatzami midas. Hashem does certain things which resemble those things that we humans do as a consequence of our feelings. Kalamar mitchunas nafshios. He himself has no tchunas nafshios. He doesn't have character traits and feelings. He simply does certain things that are analogous to the things that we humans do motivated by certain emotions, certain character traits. He gives examples. He says, when God takes care of someone and he guards him from nizakim, from harm, and he helps him, and he gives him the things he needs. Those are the sort of things that a parent does for a child. So that's why we say, Kirachin Aval Banim. God takes care of us the way a father takes care of his children. Mitzi Deinu, the Rambam says, this is only done because of his palus, his rakshuso. A person is moved or emotionally activated to do these things. But God does them also. We call them Kirachin Aval Banim, but in our case, it's due to emotional impulses, and in God's case, it, not at all. Lo shehu yisal mispoil misragesh, not that he is in any way activated by emotion or emotionally moved. Ela ka'osa pu'ula haba mitana av klapea ben shehito toshel regishus, the same sort of action which is done by a father out of emotional impulse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for his own reasons klapei chasidav. Lo mitoch his palos, lo mitoch shinu. And the same thing he says applies to negative conduct of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Begoyim gedolim, great accidents, great tragedies that befall people, he says, destroys people, destroys nations. Earthquakes, he says, b'kiyas adama, harash, v'abrakim, storms, lightning. All these things, he says, these are the things that if we would do this to another person, if we would destroy, one nation destroys another, we would do it mitochema gedola, great anger, netira amuka, deep grudges, she'ifas nekama, great desire for revenge. That's why we call Hashem Kano v'nokim v'notiru balchema. Kolomar, again, hapulos asher kamosa nasas al yadenu mitotunas nafshis, these sorts of actions that we would do out of what we call negative emotions, negative feelings, kina, nekama, netira, chema, mitzidah yisala, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does them, he does them lo mitoch his palos klal, not because, not acting out of any emotional impulse, yisromim mikol migros, he is elevated from all sorts of negative things, but they're similar to what we do out of emotional impulses. Now the Rambam takes this one step further and says, even humans, manig medina, leaders of countries, im hayanavi, at least if he's a navi, I don't know why this wouldn't apply to not a navi, but certainly he says someone on a high level of perfection should do the same thing, he says. Whether he acts out of chanina or out of nekima, they shouldn't be emotional states. Lo mitoch stam hispailus, lo yishachar motor sakas. He shouldn't let his paluyas, his emotional impulses, lishtarish to take root and move him. He called his palus ra. Very strong language for the Rambam. Any emotional impulse and being motivated or being dominated by emotion is bad. Eli yishara mehen kafi yichalas ha'adam. To the extent humanly possible, he should avoid these types of emotional impulses. It's true. Sometimes he should act rachum v'chanun, but lo mitoch stam regishus v'chanun la'al kafi yaroi. Based on a decision that this is appropriate. Noter nokim balchema, bear grudges, take revenge, be angry, kafiya roilahem, because that's what they deserve. Lomi talks down kas, but not activated by an emotional state of anger. So even if he has to act negatively toward them, it should be out of a calculation of this is the right thing to do. The Rambam adds, though, that don't think these two things are balanced and symmetrical, half the time bad, half the time good. Roi shiya pulos rachmanias vaslicha. The positive attitudes, Rachmanas, Slicha, Chemla, Chanina, they should be harbe yosim ripulos ha'onshim. They should be used, utilized much more than the punitive types of modes of conduct. He calls shalosh midas halal, midas rachman, prat lachas, vihi. The example, the Torah gave 13 midas, all of them but one are positive. The only one that's not, he says, is poked avon avos al banim, which is negative. The Rambam winds up his discussion. Tachlis malas ha'adam li damas le'isal k'via yecholas. The ultimate goal of a person is to emulate God, again, back to Matatio Dei, to the extent possible. Kalamar shenedame ma'aseinu l'ma'asaf m'shabiyarno perish kedoshim tiyu. We should try to make our actions resemble His as much as possible. And he brings the language of Chazal we've seen earlier. Mahu chanon apatahe chanon. Mahu racham apatahe racham. The Seder Mishnah, several Acharonim refer to it, elaborates on this point at some length. He explains that when the Lashon of Chazal, Mahu Rachum, Lashon Ma, which is a comparative word, that not only be Rachum, you should be Rachum just as he is Rachum. You should be Chanun just as he is Rachum. He understands, he explains at great length, that it's not enough to be Rachum, he says. Hashem wants you to be the same kind of Rachum that he is. He says it's not. He says some people can be Rachum because emotionally, that's how they feel. Or some people can be angry because they get angry when they see injustice. So they get angry at the perpetrator and they punish him. That's not what Hashem wants. Because because it's Yashir, he says, rather because his palayusim b'tevayim and davar ashu neged einam. They see this terrible thing. Hamarachim b'acharin hazeh b'eino yira ani b'anyo v'ein ozirlo v'ein ksus yispail b'tivo. A person who's a rachman will be just emotionally moved by seeing someone's terrible plight and will want to ad shalibo dava ki libo v'rucho katan mehachil atara gadol hazeh ad ki yirachim ala aniyahu. And the same thing with the negative things. A shofet might see the chamas v'riv rasha osir raki rishaso yislayev v'levavo. He'll become aroused at the injustice. Kas v'akpadal rasha hu hayosa osir ra azos lo yenuach v'lo yishkot. These sound like pretty good things. But he says, this is not ultimately what God wants. That's not the omek, the depth of what Hashem wants you to imitate him. Ishka zeh adayin eino hamu'ulav asham midasa. This might be on the right path, he says, but this is not the ultimate level of perfection. Elakach roi la'adam lahargil tivosh la'iyam is pal mishum davar. A person should not be emotionally moved by anything. Elash basosu masim halalu. Everything should be out of careful calculation and determination. This is what must be done, whether it's Rachmanos or Nekima. Not because I feel moved to do this, but this is the right thing to do. And then, that emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doing it exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam explains at length, is not emotionally moved to do anything. He experiences no emotions. He simply decides what is the best, the right, the most perfect thing to do and does it. So too we humans, we're not supposed to be emotionally moved to do things. We're supposed to do things because we determine that these are the right things to do. And that's what we mean. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. You should be rachum in the same way that he is, out of a clear-headed, clear and careful, sober determination that this is the right thing to do, just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu does the things he does because he knows that that is the right thing to do. As we mentioned, this basic idea that God's rachmanus and similar character traits are not actual character traits, they're simply lines of conduct which parallel those done by humans when moved by such character traits. This attitude, more or less, for similar theological reasons, is taken by the three great philosophical works of the medieval period. We've already seen the Rambam. Rav Sadia makes virtually the same point in Emunas Vedeus. He writes, Rachmanas Hamura Klape Abare, the Rachmanas, the compassion that we discuss in the context of the Creator, Kivan Shi Efshishi Chulu Alavo Yubo Lefishein Mikra Beva Mikra Kvishik Damnu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has no Mikra, he has no qualities in addition to himself, what the philosophers called accidents. So we can't simply say that God has a trait of Rachmanus, that would be an accidental trait, a trait in addition to his essence. Hechrechi Shi Enyana Musaval Nevram. Rachmanus means the way he acts to certain of his creations, and he gives example what's included as Rachmanus, accepting tshuva, he says, answering tefillah, and also Rav Chesed Mata Klape Chesed, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is weighing merits and sins, if they're exactly equal, he's Mata Klape Chesed. These are the examples of what Rachmanus is, but it's not an actual trait that God has of Rachmanus. They're simply lines of conduct which are called Rachmanus. Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Kuzari makes the same point. He says, Nikra Rachum Kishum Misakin Inyan Misha Hayub Ne Adam Rachmal Avlaro and Yano. What do we mean by calling Hashem a Rachum? We mean that he takes care of people, the sorts of people that we, humans who have Rachmanas, would take care of out of a sense of Rachmanas. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those people, we call that Rachmanas. Miyachsim ala bare harachum vachanina. He says, Amitasim etzleinu, the true meaning of these traits of Rachmanas when referring to us humans, it refers to chalishas hanefesh, v'mias hateva, the stirring, the turmoil of our nature and the weakness of our soul. We can't, we're troubled by this. Ein zeroy lo yisbarach. The Baruch Hu has no stirring and has no chalishas hanefesh. Omnam hu shofet tzedek, like the Rambam said, the Baruch Hu is the true judge. Goza berish adam echad. He decrees that one man should be poor. V'osher adam acher. V'blishi yishtanam atzmuso. Not because he's in a merciful mood one day and a different mood the other day. Chas v'shalom. He's not having compassion in the frame of mind, this frame of mind in this context, that frame of mind in another context, absolutely not. He says even humans can do that, just like we've seen. The Seder Mishnah explains, and the Rambam really says this already, even humans are expected to emulate God as much as possible in this way. He says that's what we see, he says, b'shofti b'nei adam, human judges, k'sholem osam b'dinin v'donin mashmachayevas ha-Torah, when they're consulted about the laws and they judge in accordance with the dictates of the Torah, some win and some lose. That's not a question of the judges feeling happy one day, feeling positive one day, feeling negative the other day. No. Hakol tolim miniv hashofer v'dino b'li yishtanes boshinet. The judge is not changing. He's simply applying the law as best as he can. T'chein Hashem yisbarach pam yikor kel rachem v'chanon, pam yikor kel kano v'nokem. Hu yisbarach enenu mishtanet. God does not change. So these are not emotional states of mind that one replaces the other. They're simply ways of describing different actions, but the actions are dictated by his knowledge and his understanding of what is best, what is appropriate in any given situation. We close with one last vart, a famous brisker vart, essentially making this point by Rochaim and the brisker Rav. It's attributed to the brisker Rav. He's going on the pasuk of Vayaver Elokim Ruach El Aretz Vayashoku Amayim in the context of the flood in Parshas Noach. So, Vayaver Elokim Ruach, God caused a ruach, a wind, to pass. So the simple pshat means a wind, a physical wind, is what made the water calm down. Pirush Rashi, Ruach Tanchumim Vanacha Avra Lav. The ruach refers to a spirit of consolation, of regret, of Avra Lav. He changed his mind and decided to stop, he made a decision out of a sense of consolation to seize the flood. So the Brisker Rav asks, Ma lashon vayaver shayach b'zeh? As I understand his question, he's asking why vayaver is a transitive verb. If we would be referring to a change of mind, we would say a spirit of regret, a spirit of anacha, of tanchumim, passed upon God. Why transitive? Why vayaver elokim? God caused the spirit to pass. That we say we are happier. The spirit of happiness is upon us. We don't say we caused happiness to pass upon us. We're not the agent. The emotional states simply are. Why is the transitive verb used? So the Brisker Rav mentions a similar point made by his father. In the piyut of Lekel Arech Din of the Yom Noraim, we have the phrase Lepoel Rachma Badin. He activates, he invokes his rachman. So again, transitive. We don't say he is a rachman. He feels rachmanis. We say Lepoel Rachma. He is poel. He activates his rachmanis. And Rav Chaim explains, based on these ideas that we've seen, Lagabe Hashem Yisparach L'Shayach Yichasel of Shema or Agufni. As the Ram explains in Sadei Atara, God has no earthly qualities. See, after Lomar Hashem Yisparach Rachman V'Humarachim, we can't say he has a mood or a quality of Rachmanus. Rach, the only thing we can say is, that the Rambam explains, and the other Rishonim too, that when Hashem is Roeh B'din Shetzarach Racham Banhagas Ha'olam, when God sees, based on his din, his mishpat, his calculations, that his running of the world needs Rachamim, Reu Poel Rachamim, he makes a decision. He, as we've seen before, it's a sober, deliberate, calculated decision to invoke Rachamim. V'olam Iskayim Alam. So the Brisker Rav explains that's the meaning, the sense of a yaver, a transitive verb. Ruach tanchumim v'anacha avra lefanav pirush poel aruach tanchumim shadavar zeh notzer zeh atal iskei haaretz nifal al yado sheyei ruach tanchumim. God saw that the flood, it was time for the flood to end and the time for the world to begin anew. So not that he experienced involuntarily as we do, we are in control of our moods. He decided, he chose, he deliberately caused a ruach tanchumim to come. Brisker Rav concludes, havein ki amaku. Understand this, because this is a very deep point, and indeed, it is.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.